On the show today, we have Westcom Resources Group's Dave Sorwinski and Ongoing Operations Kirk Drake talking about their new partnership to better serve credit unions and their technology needs. Pretty cool stuff here, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen. One of them is right next to me, Mr. Dave Sorwinski from Westcom Resources Group. Dave, how are you this morning?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thanks for asking. And then right below us is Mr. Kirk Drake from Ongoing Operations. Kirk, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks, Mike.
Good. It looks like a nice sunny day in your respective woods. And now we can mosey on with this interview. There's a cool announcement that you guys are making that that Ongoing Operations and WRG are kind of joining forces here in a partnership. And Kirk, I'm going to let you go first on this one. So why the partnership? And then Dave, I'll let you chime in at the tail end here and give you your perspective. So Kirk?
Sure. Yeah, thanks, Mike. So I think as Dave and I were exploring this, we really started talking about the value proposition for credit unions and how both in the WRG world and in the OGO world, it's one of those funny things. We have very little overlap in what we do, and yet we solve in some ways very similar problems, you know, disaster recovery, you know, processing, IT infrastructure, but kind of two different hats of the, or two different sides of the coin, so to speak. And so as we really talked about it, a number of OGO clients use Jack Henry and Correlation, and a number of WRG clients have, you know, branch networks and IT security needs and other systems outside of that Jack Henry Correlation kind of world. And so we thought it just made sense for us to, you know, really pave the highway a bit, work together and make it easier for all those credit unions to really focus a lot more on digital transformation, analytics, artificial intelligence, all the, you know, kind of crazy fintech world that we're seeing all over the place. Yeah. And to make it a lot easier to have great IT infrastructure that just works for them.
Yeah, indeed. And Dave, what's the WRG perspective?
Well, in a similar sense, as Kirk describes, I think that, it was really evident to us that there was very little overlap, yet we both provide essential services that are needed by most every credit union. Mm-hmm. I think another way that I could describe that and what I've seen is that a lot of the technologies around network, cloud infrastructure, IT security, things that Kirk's team has expertise in, we add another layer in terms of applications around credit union platforms. So the Correlation platform, as an example, or FICS mortgage servicing, and some of the, we'll call them industry-specific platforms, those are areas that WRG has historically been very strong in, yet we don't offer services in some of the other things that, that Kirk's company right. offers. And so we feel that by combining the two together, it provides great value for a credit union that was looking to have sort of a single source or dual source in this case to be able to provide a lot of those services in one place.
Indeed. Yeah, it sounds like you guys are complementing each other and then the credit union ultimately benefits. And Kirk, I mean, so how exactly does the partnership work? If a credit union comes to you guys, and I'm sure there's going to be plenty, say, hey, how can we get this? How can we get that? And hey, let's bring WRG into the fold. How does that, between you and Dave, how is that going to work between you guys?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, I think there's probably three categories. So one, you know, the easiest one from our perspective is the OGO clients who are on one of the platforms that WRG solves. Then, you know, there's some basic connectivity and integration that has already, been planned and laid out so that those credit unions can take advantage of the tools and solutions from WRG very quickly. And then likewise on the WRG side, those clients that want to take advantage of OGO's infrastructure and cloud and IT security and those pieces can, the teams are working together and have worked out how things will work, you know, in that process. So it just saves that integration conversation of, how do we get, chocolate and peanut butter working together in some fashion.
Oh, I'm hungry now.
And then I think for net new credit unions, you know, that are really looking at how do we operate different in a post-COVID world? How do we, make sure this chunk of key IT systems, you know, are just taken care of? The conversation between WRG and OGO allows for, you know, all of those pieces to just be handled and the credit union to focus on other things and to not worry about, you know, disasters or disruptions or, you know, remote workers or any of those kind of things, just kind of take advantage of all those on day one.
Yeah. And Dave, I'm assuming you guys know each other really, really well and been working together for years. I'm sure your teams have worked together in the past. So this is kind of like, sounds like it's probably going to be a natural joining of forces, so to speak. Is that kind of how you see it?
Definitely. We do have a lot of mutual clients, as Kirk touched upon. And so, yes. And, you know, I'm a big believer that when it comes to scale, it's not just a matter of having scale in terms of the platforms or the infrastructure. It's also that a lot of times the benefit of scale comes in terms of the relationships. If you have a team of people who have a lot of expertise around a certain area, it opens up the possibility for you to be able to maybe take on a particular project that you might otherwise have been hesitant on.
Yeah,
and so I think by having both teams together, it just reduces the uncertainty for a credit union when they know, and this is the case with WRG, is that they have access to expertise in areas that they might not. And the same goes with OGO. And so our interest is in exposing our clients to that level of expertise that mm-hmm. the OGO team has so well.
Yeah, and I'm going to stick with you on this one, Dave. The benefit here to credit unions, obviously, I mean, I think you guys have probably said it a number of times in your previous responses, but it sounds like you guys are kind of reducing the number of vendors that a credit union has to go to because there's so many of them out there, but now they get it in kind of one-stop shop, so to speak. Is that kind of the benefit here? Or are there other benefits as well, obviously?
I think that's a big one, Mike. I think, you know, in the same vein of what I was just saying, I think there's the benefit of being able to get access to expertise around particular areas and platforms that a credit union wants. And when you think about best in breed, you want to be able to deploy best in breed from the technology, but you don't always want to have to be worried about trying to acquire all of that expertise mm-hmm. that you'd need to go out. Yeah. Side into the open market to find. And depending on the size of your credit union, you may not need a full-time team or a full-time individual even in a particular area.
Right.
But with our team and with OGO's, you can get that little slice of expertise that you need from the person who has been doing it for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's a big aspect of the benefit that WRG has always already provided. But with OGO, it just expands that significantly.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reputation that you guys bring to the table, you know, is second to none. And so people already know who you are. And so there's the, I'm assuming there's the worry of not having to vet the technology as much, you know, so, or the vendor. So they already know you guys. And so is that how you see it as well, Kurt?
Yeah. I mean, I think you have two great QSOs. So, you know, credit union ownership, credit union knowledge, yeah. All of those, you know, weirdo, bizarro credit union terms and conversations just get much simpler when both parties really understand, you know, what it means when online banking is down or what core is down or something like that, that just industry standard terms. And then I think the second piece, which, you know, definitely very passionate about is, you know, if you're a, you know, $100, $300, $500 million credit union, you're going to get a team and expertise from IT security, disaster recovery to core processing, you know, to cloud across the board of, you know, a $3-5 billion credit union in terms of platform. I mean, I think OGO's platform equates to like a PenFed, you know, in that regard. And I know WRG, when you look at all of the assets of the credit unions they're managing, these are big platform, you know, very stable, very consistent, you know, processing, et cetera. And for a $200-300 million credit union to get access to that talent on a fractional basis, you know, I think it means you can start playing like where you want to be, right? You know, and we all know, I'm not a huge fan of sports analogies, but if you want to get a lot better, you know, my daughter's soccer team played the, you know, fifth grade boys soccer team, you know, got their butts kicked, but I bet you they learned more from that game than just playing another, you know, regular old game. And so, you know, I think there's definitely those types of situations where if if you can leverage that expertise from two great providers, your chances of getting to that next level are going to be a lot higher.
Yeah, indeed. And what are some of the goals, Dave? What do you guys want to achieve here? Obviously, again, the kind of the one-stop shop type thing, the experts in one area, they're there when you need them, that, all that type of stuff. So what are some goals that you guys want to achieve here?
Well, Kirk and I have discussed this, and we see it as a real iterative process, is that we don't have foregone conclusions of where it will go, because we know that ultimately, organically, what needs to sort of transpire within the respective client bases is what will drive that. So, of course, we're definitely doing some things to expose our client base to the OGO solution and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And we're very interested in learning from our clients what is most important to them. And I would foresee that in the coming months and the year ahead, we'll identify what those low-hanging fruit are in terms of the specific areas.
Yeah.
I think that we'll allow that sort of organically to take shape. One thing that I would say too, though, is that WRG is involved in an awful lot of conversions onto the Keystone platform with our partnership with Correlation. Mm-hmm. And what we've found as we've done dozens of these implementations over the years is that a core conversion is a natural time to be thinking about some of the other ancillary solutions that maybe the credit union has had something in place with their old core system that they've had for 20 years. And now that they're doing the core conversion, they realize now's a good time for us to be thinking about some of these other things. And hey, maybe it makes sense, maybe it doesn't, but those are the questions that they should be asking. And so our intention is during the core conversion process, which of course is a long process, 1 year, give or take, to do it the right way. Those are the ideal times for us to be engaging with the OGO team and their experts to be able to maybe look at a particular area the credit union's working on and see if there's something that they can do better as part of this process.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's get it done all in one fell swoop during that time for sure. Right. Don't extend that. So Kirk, from your perspective, what goals do you guys want to achieve?
Yeah, I think there's short-term goals of how do we, you know, add value to existing WRG clients and existing OGO clients, you know, very, very quickly in that respect. And then I think longer term, I think it will really give us A, additional scale, but B, additional platform capabilities where, you know, if WRG and OGO walk in to negotiate, you know, some collective deal for the group of credit unions on the platform, we're going to be able to, you know, bring innovative solutions, ideas, you know, platform components to credit unions that you know, I see this all the time in the CU2 world where the outside providers come in, they find their first credit union, and then it's so painful to get from 2 to 20 that if they can't do that within the first year or two, they just kind of give up on the industry, mm-hmm. right? And I think WRG and OGO working together greatly increase the chances that we're going to be able to bring 15, 20 credit unions to the table on day one for some key IT innovative fintech sort of thing. I'm not sure mm-hmm. exactly what that is yet, mm-hmm. but I'm pretty confident that pathway is going to be there.
Yeah. All right, guys. Last question for you. Is there like a WRG OGO hotline that they can call, or is it they call your respective shops and go, hey, let's get WRG involved, or hey, let's get OGO involved. So how does that part work? So, or is it just kind of organic? Does it just kind of work itself out? Kirk? Dave?
Yeah. So yeah, now you can reach out to either Dave or okay. There's no special, you know, hotline. You know, happy to make it easy. You know, of course, K Drake at Ongoing Operations. I'll let Dave give out his stuff, and I'm not hard to find in the industry. So
if someone
wants to talk about this and have that conversation, as I like to joke, many, many years ago, there was another Kirk Drake who was a realtor in Maui, and I feel bad for him now because if you Google him, he doesn't show up.
Oh my God. I'm just kidding about the hotline. I was envisioning like the bat phone or something like that. Totally. Or, you know, so, but anyway, the whole, that's
just,
whole
thing. Just tweet at us.
All right. We'll get to you, Dave. Anything else to add here, Dave, to kind of wrap up here on this?
Well, we're awfully excited and real proud of the relationship that we've built and very confident to the benefits that we'll be able to bring to WRG clients as a result of this. So we're looking forward to extending that as well as having value to add to the OGO client base as well.
Indeed. And yeah, I'll put all the contact information and all that type of stuff in the show notes too, so people can get right to you. But I'm thinking, what took you guys so long? I mean, this is just, that's my thought, but I'm glad you guys have made it official. I know you guys have been working together for years and years, so now it's kind of official. So congrats. And I think the credit unions are really going to benefit big time from this. So good job, guys. Good job.